seedy alter ego he adopted at the start of the routine. He just wants this audience to like him so badly, and he will assume as many identities as it takes until he has achieved this goal. It is a mission he has certainly accomplished by the end of his act, when every member of that exhausted audience is standing on his or her feet, clapping, whistling, and cheering for more. Many of them will ask themselves the same question that millions of TV viewers will wonder when this strange, silly, sweaty man's performance is broadcast a few weeks later. Who was he? No one knows quite how to describe what they have just seen, and the precise words will elude them for months to come. Sure, it was a comedy routine, but the performer didn't tell identifiable jokes with setups and punchlines. He wasn't a monologist or a put-down man, an impressionist or a close observer of quotidian detail. He was more like an illusionist, and his magic trick was making you see what he wanted you to see, the act and not the artist delivering it. Behind all the artifice, all the accents and characters, all the blurs of motion and flashes of energy, there was just a lone man facing the crowd who decided which levers to pull and which buttons to press, which voices and facades to put on, how much to reveal and how much to keep hidden. But who was he? Except for that one stray moment when he had spoken a few tentative